When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $1.99 a pound. Then during the 99 cents produce sale, Cosmic Crisp apples and Roma tomatoes are just 99 cents a pound, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. Mm-hmm. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly, hoodie girl, dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie? It's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
All right. Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. We've got props.
We have props for today's Mount Rushmore. Tonight's Mount Rushmore is our favorite Canes items from our closet, from our respective closets. Tell the Cavenders to not talk to Ruiz. It's whatever. We're going to do a women's expectation show in the near future.
Yeah, and leave the Cavenders alone.
Yes. So who wants to go first? And repeats are allowed. I don't know. I mean,
I have shit here. I grabbed out of my closet. So if you pick one, I can't like not use it. So.
Yeah, exactly. So who wants to go first? Vish, you should.
Birthday boy,
go first.
All right. This is a new edition. So I had to pick at least one hat and I only did one hat, but like,
of course,
when we
I picked that one out for you.
She did. By the way, it was I guess the sale's over, but on clearance at all Canes.
It was like $10.
This is a badass hat. Plus, like, I kind of like doing the, you know, obviously Melissa and I are alums. I like a little bit of the academic thrown in there. So we got the 1925 when the school was founded. It's a high quality hat. I went with this. I have a million Miami hats. It was a tough choice, but
Vicious hats are like my hoodies.
Yeah.
Matt. Yes.
Yes, I
have a lot of items.
I'm gonna go with this one first because it's like the sentimental item. It's not so much about. Ooh, I forgot about that. Okay. Vish is gonna know this.
Vish is gonna know. Mention, by the way, I have five.
I have like two honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Vish is gonna know this shirt. But
oh, you wore that at the Final Four.
Yeah. So I wore this the entire run of the Elite Eight in the Final Four.
You also wore it when you jumped into your pool when the Kings made
yeah,
the game.
Yeah, that's time. Why. That's oh, why. Nice. It's, yeah, that's why I have I've to seen have your it bid. On the list. Yeah, so this definitely got to be up there. This shirt is super old, so.
What up, Nate? But
I'm never getting rid of it.
Shout out to Nate. By the way, man, it's like 11:30. Why the hell are you at the gym? You're on real people's time
grinding.
Now.
Respect.
Yeah, but he's not on your bullshit times anymore. He's moved to the proper time zone.
He's still West Coast, Best Coast, so that's why he's at the gym right now.
Yeah, so, yeah, he was grinding out there. By the way, they better call fouls on Minnesota tomorrow. I was very upset. Hey, but anyway.
Let's go, Luka. Let's go, Mike Conley over 2.5 rebounds.
Like Vish and his hat, I obviously had to put a hoodie in this. And this is obviously my favorite hoodie. I call it my formal hoodie.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
With the green sleeve and the orange sleeve and the orange hood. This is my favorite hoodie. And I almost didn't get this hoodie because they only released it in men's. I'm like, oh, they're not going to have one that fits. And then I happened to check and they had it in an extra small. So this is by far one of my favorite hoodies in the collection. By the way, I excluded my hoodies from my hoodie line. I didn't include those in my gear. So excluding my hoodies, this is my favorite hoodie. I also call it my formal hoodie.
Okay.
See, I actually like your interview hoodie, which is obviously going to date a term.
The interview hoodie I haven't pulled out in a while because I wore it so much at the beginning. But I'll have to put that when we get Coach L on the show. I'll switch back to the interview hoodie. So all right, Vish, what's number two?
All right, number two is a newer addition also to the collection. Melissa might have this one, but the shorts from Coach Meyer. I had to do it. it's really hard to frame these into the camera, but anyway, these are the not for sale practice shorts
from Coach Meyer that Vish didn't know he was getting.
It was
me talking about the practice shorts and Coach Meyer DMing me telling me that she had the she had practice shorts for me, and so when we met up she actually had a pair for Vish also.
That was a surprise gift, shout out to Coach. That had to be on the list. So that's number two, Jay.
All right.
I didn't get a pair of shorts from Coach, but these are the shorts that I chose. These are my Miami Hurricane shorts. We got the old school logo with the pipe.
What is that thing on the side there? Is that G? What is that?
Oh, it's a logo of the company.
Goods. Made on. Goods.
Yeah, Goods by Dax. So these are my favorite.
I like those shorts. Wear.
Yeah, they're really nice. Cool. They got a bunch of pockets and stuff. They're super
cool. Does it have a back pocket like mine do?
Yep.
Love it. Love the back pocket.
Yeah.
You know what's underrated that's featured on those shorts? The cursive canes is like strong.
That's like the baseball jerseys.
Yeah, that's a good time there.
So, there we go.
Since Vish already brought him out, I might as well also. The Coach Meyer shorts are definitely on my
top. I know, it's just like no repeats because we're definitely both going to have those.
And the funny thing is that they're massive on me, so I can't actually wear them. But I'm hoping that Coach Meyer will sign them and then I can frame them. But they're so freaking nice, so I'm kind of sad that they're so big on me that I can't wear them.
Not only have I worn mine, I wore mine running a half marathon because I told her I would, and it was pouring rain, and like those shorts are pretty heavy, generally speaking. They're definitely not running shorts.
They filled up with water.
They are a really good material. But here, for context, in general, I'm an extra small in basketball shorts. When I buy smalls, I have to roll them up. These are a medium. So, I mean, it kind of just looks ridiculous, but... Mine are big on me too.
They were given
to me by Coach Meyer, so of course they're on my top.
I mean, mine are big on me too, but I just pulled them tight. It's drawstring, tied them up.
Yeah, mine are two sizes too big. Yours are one size too big.
That's true. But I powered through that half marathon, even though they're heavy to begin with because they're basketball shorts, not running shorts. And then it was pouring rain, so they soaked through. And yeah, they were. I got through it though. I had to do it because Coach.
Vish, what's your third?
Yeah. All right. So my third one, Melissa actually tipped this a little bit, but you know, our baseball jerseys are the best thing we have on campus. So I had to pick between all of them. I could have gone with the orange one, but I went with the white with the cursive Hurricanes here.
Oh, those are sick. Yeah. Those are definitely awesome.
This is my favorite baseball jersey. Although like any of the baseball jerseys could have potentially, we're going to honorable mention the old English M Miami orange jersey.
You have the orange one with the old English writing. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and also, like, I've got a ball of baseball hats that are also sick, too. So I could have just done, like, a baseball thing here, but I picked the white jersey.
Yeah.
And Matt looks contemplative over there. What's happened?
I'm going to have to show, like, two or three things.
Yeah, I'm staring at three items, and to only pick two of them is hard. The
white one I showed, the orange one with the old English running out, the gray ones, the green ones, Melissa has the green jersey, and the black one. Like the baseball, they just knock it out of the park. All five of those are better than
Adidas kills it with their baseball jersey. Anyone who wants to argue the Nike Adidas debate when it comes to the baseball uniforms, Adidas wins like hands down. The baseball jerseys are amazing.
And I would say, I mean, I have to think about this a little deeper, but I think those five jerseys are better than any jerseys we have on our other programs, period. The other thing is, if anyone wants to argue baseball Adidas versus Nike, Nike gave us defective bats and ruined our baseball program. So take that and stick it up your ass.
All right.
Anyway, Matt, go ahead, Matt. We sold enough for you. Go for
this
it.
This is in honor of Vish. I had to pick one hat. It's the only hat I actually wear. It's a snapback. It's this Miami Hurricanes.
What is that?
It looks vintage.
Yeah.
It's not that old. I got it when I was in college. It's like a remake of like a vintage one.
Thanks for making me feel the shit. It's not that old. I got it when I was in college. Oh, well, thank you.
It's like what? Like, oh damn. Oh man. College was a while ago, actually. Shit.
It'll catch up with you.
Anyways. No, but I used to wear it around Long Beach, and like I specifically remember this is like a funny story of like there used to be this app called, I think it was called Yik Yak or something, where people could post like anonymous posts. And so someone posted like, oh, I'm getting so sick of seeing people wear other college gear on our campus. Today I saw someone wearing a Miami Hurricanes hat. And I was like, oh shit, that's about me. But
that was awesome.
But yeah, so, and then I started wearing my Miami stuff all the time. Like every single day I would wear it. But I even, when Long Beach's old basketball coach Munson was there, he was still the coach when I had my basketball class, I would show up in full Miami stuff, and he'd be like, oh, don't have any beach stuff, huh? And be like, it's Miami, all baby. Right.
My number
I will say just real quick for Melcios, if we do a non-Miami favorite clothing, I think that beach hoodie might make it on mine. That's a very comfortable hoodie.
It's a nice
that
one.
Would be my number one.
That's an excellent hoodie. Anyway, go ahead, Melissa.
You're welcome. I bought those for all three of us.
Yes,
that was a gift. My number three, I think the guys would be shocked if I didn't include this in my top four, is my brand new Kenny Kaji jersey that the team store messed up and then gave me a better jersey. So
that is one of those, like, that's a great story too. Comes out of the back. It's like, I burned your jersey.
I fucked up your jersey.
We thought he was joking.
Yeah, and then he's like, is this one okay? Because the one I originally had was white, but they didn't have that in my size. So he gave me
I think he said, do you like orange?
Numbers. The numbers are better too.
Yeah.
So I think he
said, do you like orange? There's orange okay or something like that. Wait, you actually burned the jersey? I would have liked to have seen the jersey. I think we were owed the shrapnel there.
He said he said the heating press, the temperature.
It burned through, I think. But it would have been cool to, you know.
Man, I've got two left sitting here, and I'm trying to decide what I want to do.
So I only brought four things out exactly. So I will go to my last one, and I know
I have three things left.
I could start pulling shit off the wall, or my hats are over here. But I'm going with what I came with. So I know Melissa said she couldn't pick her hoodies, but I can. So I'm going with
yes.
This is my favorite hoodie. Actually, this is in addition to it's got my friend's face on it, so that already elevates it up to the top. But also, like, this hoodie is so fucking comfortable.
It really is.
Go buy this hoodie. AboutTheFans.com. buy this one. This is the best hoodie.
No.
And this is definitely top four for me. This is the shout top out, of my Mount Rushmore.
Shout out to our guy AB.
Yeah.
Who, when I sent him a picture of a big logo Miami Heat jersey, this is what he came up with. Because he wanted to do a hoodie. He wanted to do a hoodie girl hoodie. And the original concept was to have hoodie girl across the front and then my logo on the back. And I was like, nobody's going to buy a hoodie that says hoodie girl on it. Like, we need to make this more sellable. So I sent him this picture of this really cool red and black, like, big logo Miami Heat hoodie with the two-tone sleeves. And then like 10 minutes later, he sends me back this concept and he's like, what do you want to change? And I'm like, nothing. So
he is a freaking genius. I would say the execution on this strong too. You got the two-tone on the hood, mm-hmm. and like didn't line it with cheap shit. Went ahead and carried it through on the inside. Mm-hmm. It's a high quality hoodie.
It's cool because the inside of the hood does have it does have two colors. So when you
what I'm saying. They carry that through. It makes it look better, but it also just makes it more comfortable because it's not cheap.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Anyway, if you're thinking which hoodie to buy, aboutthefans.com, search hoodie, you'll see this one, buy this one.
They're all good, though. All four of them are really good. And there is a hoops themed one. So
this one is the best one. This was not even a debate for me. Like I have all four. This one was definitely the best one. It's not even close. So, and then Melissa happens to be wearing it too. So.
There you go.
you get the live modeling.
All right. All right, Matt, what's your number four? Although we're going to go through honorable mentions in a minute. Yes! And it's signed. Show the signature. This is the
honestly,
best.
He needs to work on his signature a little bit, but
it might be different by now. He's a pro now. So
yeah. This is.
I might have a one of one.
This is arguably, but not in my mind. It's not arguably the best hoops jersey we've had in many years. I love that jersey. I regret not buying it when they were selling it because I'm like, oh, it's too big. Which is why I ended up buying the Black History Month jersey, even though it's a little big on me because I didn't want to miss out again. But that orange jersey is my favorite. I love it. The best. So I have two left and I don't know what to do. Well, we're gonna talk honorable mentions anyway, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't go with one that I thought you'd go with.
What?
Oh no.
Well, she hasn't said her fourth one yet, so yeah, let's do that. See. But yeah, we can work through honorable
mentions. I have two here, but I'm gonna do this one as my fourth just because it was given to me by Matt and I've worn these. Oh. I wear these like basically every freaking time that they're clean. So these shorts
are
amazing. I love them so much. And I will say, because they're white, I pair them with like my black Hurricanes hoodies all the time. So like when we did the All Cane show, I had the Larinaga Meyer hoodie girl hoodie on with these shorts.
I thought you were going to go with this at one point.
I love the logo, but I have that shirt and it's massive on me. And I only bought it because I wanted the logo. But I love these shorts so much. And then they have the pocket also. It was a hard decision because I have a couple other things that I really wanted to use, but I figured I needed to go with something that a co-host gave me, and I do wear these shorts a lot. And are they an extra small? They're small, but they fit pretty good. They're not like
It's because they're shorts that are meant to be like above the knee.
Yeah, these are freaking amazing.
If we were including cards, I have so many cards.
So, I was about to say, Matt is the card guy.
I have two honorable mentions.
Literally.
Go for it, Melissa.
All right. So I have two honorable mentions. If you've been watching this pod from the beginning, you'll know that I initially was podcasting from my couch. And in the background, I had my t-shirt blanket that has 28. It's technically 30 shirts, but two of them were the front and the back. So it was 28 complete shirts on it. I didn't use that as my top four because I thought that was kind of cheating because it's like so many shirts. Go back to one of our older pods and you'll see it. It's 30 t-shirts. I should have sent you a picture of it and you could have pulled it up. But anyway, the other one that I was debating for my fourth, along with those shorts, is actually a recent buy. Vish was with me when I bought this, and it's this baseball jersey.
There you go.
I love this jersey. They sold it in an extra small. And as we already said, the baseball jerseys are fucking amazing. I actually have this in a jacket form also. And then, oh, honorable mention also, that black jacket I wore around DC, the starter jacket that I got from Caneswear, that jacket is sick. I should have taken that out also, but I didn't want to like completely remove my closet. I love that jacket also. But yeah, this jersey as well would be in my top.
So you had some honorable mentions too?
Yeah. The second card, I don't even remember which ones I showed.
I got this Cam Augusti signed card from Nate. He sent this to me.
If we're talking cards, my good buddy Tim James. And I here.
Tim James.
Two Jim Tim James signed cards.
Was it this one I held up? It was Bruce Brown.
I thought it was, which other ones do you have? I don't recall that one.
I showed this one too, Denzel.
Yeah, Paramount. That we saw, and then you had a bunch of Duke Johnson stuff.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. Definitely had a bunch
also,
of.
Also, real quick, my favorite postseason shirt that we've.
I ever have had. Three of this same card because I love this card so much. The like black signature. Sorry.
Quickly, another honorable mention, real quick, because I want to throw out a postseason T-shirt from all of like our times going to NCAA tournament and all that. But our ACC tournament championship shirt from 2013 is probably my favorite.
That's actually really sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm kind of mad at myself because I wore it a bunch and I've washed it a few times, so it's a little faded. But I have a cabinet full of all of our postseason shirts in there, right here, like right next to me, right off screen, behind next to the shoe thing. But this is by far my favorite postseason T-shirt that we've had.
I have three honorable mentions. One is this from Home Field Apparel. I love this shirt.
What does that say? Here come your names block in the bottom part. Here come the Canes. Okay.
Okay, cool.
And then I have these basketball shorts. I don't remember who gave them to me, but they're these Nike ones, but I love the Miami like font. They're Nike though.
Yeah, no, that was actually the Nike font. We can't use it anymore.
I love that font. And then my third one is actually the Fear of God hoodie. I know you guys.
I was about to say no one's mentioning the damn hoodie. I went and went.
Oh, you know,
I love the. I that's good. Like, I know you guys are. I know you guys
similar to those shorts. Hold on, let me go get them. One
second. I know you guys aren't. You know exactly. High on the fit of it, but I love the oversized fit of it. I've worn it like several times already.
I don't mind the over. I think Lissa's much more concerned with the oversized fit. She likes to wear form fitting stuff. I don't really give a shit. The neck hole, man.
Yeah.
So
my head, my big ass bulbous head barely fits through the neck hole, and then it's a little choky.
If you're looking to get a throwback pair of basketball shorts, kind of similar to like the Nike stuff, Canes is selling
this
these.
This is pain. This is true pain here.
All Canes is selling these. So it's got the U on this one side, and then it's got Canes written down this side.
Those are sick.
And they have pockets, and it's got the U on the
That has some shorts.
These are
All Canes.
Is the brand the what is it called? It's like 1979 or something. What's the brand name? Oh, 19-9. That's what it's called.
Yeah. They're super nice, and they're selling them an extra small. So of course, but I remember because I have a pair of Nike shorts that has the U on one side and like Miami or Canes on the other, that they used to do these all the time. But yeah, they sell these, they're selling these at All Canes and they're super nice. Nice, good lining. But I just got these the other day with Vish.
I have a pair of those. I think they're in black.
But those have pockets.
Oh, that's nice. The ones I have.
Yeah, that's what Canes, that's what I'm talking about. Canes Catsuit. Yeah, they look like the ones they're doing like throwback. So, but the cooler part, because I have the black ones like that, these have pockets, which is clutch. So, just saying. But yeah, I have a lot of gear.
I think we all do.
So.
We didn't even get to shoes, but.
So. I only have the two dames behind me.
Anything else before we move into final thoughts?
No, I think we're...
Oh, I forgot about final thoughts.
I even reminded you, Matt.
Well, I mean, there's an 11-second intro, so how much time do you need to think about it? Plus 11 seconds.
Matt, I'm going to text you an idea for your final thoughts.
Melissa, give me... Oh, no. I already know what you're going to say. Melissa, make a quick Mount Rushmore of items you like from Chick-fil-A. It will give me time to think. Go ahead.
The sauce, right,
my top four items from Chick-fil-A. The mac and cheese, Chick-fil-A sauce. Their milkshakes are really good.
I was about to say, milkshake is a good one.
And honestly, the nugs hit hard, man. I'm usually a sandwich person, but when I occasionally get the nuggets, it's good. It's a good, like, eat and go type of thing. Like a sandwich, you got to sit down and eat, but the nugs, you can just, like, you know, it's good stuff.
I have something. Let's go.
All right, let's do this.
All I can say is, Chipotle, it's about fucking time that you got back to the portions that we loved. Oh my God, I swear there were times that I would go, they give you a little half scoop of rice, you ask for more. I had to walk out one time. I was like, are you kidding me? And I just out of there. Hopefully, you know, it's not just a temporary thing. But I don't know if you guys have seen people. Apparently there was like a notice given to like Chipotle managers across the country of like, you know, hey, start like loading up the bowls more, especially if people have phones and they're like recording whatnot, or it looks like they're recording. But all I can say is I'm glad, you know, portions have been better the last 3-4 times I've gone in the last 3-4 days. but it's about time. Don't revert, Chipotle. Please don't. Please don't.
Shout out to Vish. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Do the Sox outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.